Mount Dragon by Douglas Preston and Lincoln Child. Our symbols shout at the universe. They fly off like hunter's arrows into the night sky, or napped spear points into flesh. They race like fires across plains, driving buffalo. Franklin Burt. One window upon apocalypse is more than enough. Susan Wright, Robert L. Sinsheimer, Bulletin of Atomic Scientists. Introduction. The sounds drifted over the long green lawn, so faint they could have been the crying of ravens in the nearby wood, or the distant braying of a mule on the farm across the Brown River. The peace of the spring morning was almost undisturbed. One had to listen carefully to the sounds to make certain they were screams. The massive bulk of Featherwood Park's administrative building lay half-hidden beneath ancient cottonwood trees. At the front entrance, a private ambulance pulled away slowly from the porte cochere, pebbles scurrying on the gravel drive. Somewhere a pneumatic door hissed shut. A small, unmarked white door was sunk into the side of the building for use by the professional staff. As Lloyd Fossey approached, his hand came forward automatically, reaching for the combination pad. He had been struggling to keep the sounds of Dvorak's E minor piano trio alive in his head, but now he frowned and gave up. Here, in the shadow of the building, the screams were much louder. The nurse's station was all ringing phones and scattered paper. "Morning, Dr. Fossey," said the nurse.
"Good morning,"
he replied, pleased when she managed to give him a break.